By the way, first of all, welcome back. I'm cutting up garlic. And by the way, I am recording this with a Vericorder, which is something new for my iPhone, and so far so good. It's picking up the sounds all over the place, and I'm quite liking it. So, as I was saying, I used to do about 4 or 5, but I found that the way that I do garlic, which is slicing it, you don't necessarily always get the full garlic flavor. So, that's why I do so much, and here comes George.
Hi.
He usually comes and sees what I'm doing, and stuff like that. And, he was the one who found the Vericorder for me. So, after this, we'll be ridding the, I don't know whether I'll ready the red pepper or the butternut squash. But my goal in this recipe is to have kind of a salty sweet feel. We're going to cook with apple juice. We're going to cook with maybe a tad bit brown sugar, along with the spices that come with an apple pie, like cinnamon. Maybe a little bit of ginger. Not much. But, okay, so that was just the finishing up of the garlic. So we'll put that on our tabletop lid for right now. Try to keep it separate from the onion, because I like to caramelize my onions. And, or slightly caramelize is the appropriate word. And, it makes for a deeper, richer taste, doesn't it, George?
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah, it brings out a certain sweetness in them, too.
Yeah. So?
Totally changes the flavor.
Exactly. And that's what you want in something like this.
They certainly don't burn you that way.
Yeah. Well, most of them don't
when
they're cooked. So I am quartering them and then julienning them. Here's a baby pepper, George.
That's actually big for a baby pepper.
Yeah, it is. But it was inside my other one. It gave birth.
Inch long, I would think.